Hello, my name is Professor Smada Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Iyov, Perek Vav, Chapter 6. Quick review. In Chapter 5, Eliphaz concludes, remember the friends are coming, and Iyov complained that he should not have been born, so Eliphaz has two chapters of speeches responding to Iyov. And Eliphaz concludes, Hinei zot chakarnuha kenhi, shma ena ve'ata dalach. We have investigated it, and it is true. Know this. What is it that we know according to Eliphaz? This is part of the review. We know that the world is run by divine providence. God rules the world. We see this in many ways, but germane to our discussion, we see it in two ways. The wicked are punished and destroyed, and good people who sin suffer, but it is a way of forgiving and erasing their sins. And then they go on to prosper. So the world is not random. Because we see there is order in how nature works and how eventually the wicked perish. This was an answer to Iyov arguing that the same thing happened to good and bad. To good people and bad people. So Eliphaz says, not true. When the wicked suffer, boom, they perish. And when good people suffer, it's really a vehicle for them to be forgiven and to get closer to God. And there is justice in the world. That was Eliphaz's answer to Iyov. So now we're going to see Iyov's response. We asked last time, is he going to say, you're absolutely right, I sinned, I'm going to do tshuva, I'm going to repent, and I am going to now change my attitude? But that's not what Iyov does. Here, in chapter 6, in Perek Vav, Iyov's response begins formally with vaya'an, so each respondent starts with vaya'an, and he responded, a formal beginning. The language in Iyov is very poetic and has a poetic structure. You can imagine the protagonists declaring and articulating all the dialogue. And Iyov answers very angrily. It's palpable in the language and in the beautiful renditions in Hebrew of how Iyov just shoots out this venom. And he says, verse 1, Lu shakol yishakel ka'asi, vehayati bemoznaim yisu yachad, ki ata mechol yamim yichbad, al kein dvarai la'u. If only my anger were to be weighed, or my trauma placed on a scale, they would be heavier than the sand of the seas. Therefore, my words are unclear, and it's hard to articulate my thoughts. The famous Swiss psychiatrist, Dr. Elisabeth Kubler-Ross, discusses the famous five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance, and some add to this list, reconstruction. In the beginning, Iyov was in denial. That's the first stage of grief. This stage helps you survive the loss. It helps you minimize the pain of the loss. At this stage, you say that life has no meaning and does not make sense. It's too overwhelming to digest, so you go numb. In the beginning, Iyov is silent for 7 days. And when he starts to speak, he curses the day he was born and says there is no justice and no real concept of divine justice. Here, in chapter 6, we are at the next stage of Iyov's grief, which is anger. He is so angry and his trauma so great that all the sand of the seas in the entire world are lighter than his anger and trauma. That's a heavy load. We will see the other stages throughout the book, but the most profound actually will be that of acceptance towards the end. Eov continues with his tirade in verse 4, and he tells, God's arrows and horrors are poisoning my spirit, and God's at war with me, so I have a right to complain. Eov is offended that Eliphaz criticized him for complaining too much and not accepting his circumstances. Eov lashes out, that's fine for you to say. While you live your cushy lives and have food, drink, family, homes, and comfort. A donkey and ox don't complain if they have their food. But my life is so awful. I just want God to crush me with his huge hand. And that will be my comfort, to be crushed without pity. Now you understand the irony here. Because Eliphaz said to Eov, you were always mouthing platitudes, God's justice, when other people were suffering, and you weren't accepting it. And now Eov is saying, you live such a good life, you don't understand my trauma. So how could you speak to me the way you are? Because you're not in my place. You don't know what I'm experiencing. So it's very interesting from a psychological point of view to see how everybody is projecting on the other person and speaking from their own experiences, but also judging the others. And we understand this. This is humanity. But Eov just wants to die. And he wants God to crush him without pity. That's what he wants. Because he wants to end all this. He can't take the suffering. But Eov says, if God doesn't have pity on me and leaves me alive, I will still be comforted. Ki lo kichadeti imrei kadosh, because I have not denied the words of the Holy One. So this is interesting. Eov feels, I did not sin. I am pure in what I did. I did not go against. I did not deny the words of the Holy One. And remember, the whole premise is he going to curse God? So far, Eov has not cursed God. He's upset with what he sees in the world. He's upset with what is going on. He thinks that there's no justice. Maybe Eov is referencing the concept of Krovai Akadesh. Ki lo kichadeti imrei kadosh. I have not denied the words of the Holy One. So this is interesting use of language. Could it be that Eov is saying, oh, we know that there's a concept that God uses the ones closest to him as religious and righteous examples. Look at the harsh punishment of Moshe, of Aharon, of Nadav and Avihu in Chumash. When Moshe hits the rock, when Aaron doesn't stop Moshe from hitting the rock. Nadav and Avihu, when they bring Esh Zara, the foreign fire, to the Mishkan. In the end, they are punished. So Eov is still maintaining his innocence. He does not believe, as Eliphaz suggested, that he repent. And look at the suffering as removing sin and leading him to a long, successful life. Eov just wants to end it now. Ma kochi ki ayachel, u'ma kochi ki a'arich nafshi. There's no reason to hope for a long life. Which means Eov continues with his innocence. He's not taking Eliphaz's advice. Oh, do tshuva, repent, admit that you sinned. And that's why you're getting all these punishments. Eov refuses. He says, I am just, but I don't have any energy to argue and move ahead. That's not what I want. I don't want a long life because this is a terrible life if this is going to last for a long time. And then he's lashing out at his friends. Instead of comforting him, they're pointing out all his faults. So he wails, "Is my flesh like stone or my skin like copper?" Verse 14, "Lamas me're'eu chesed, vir'at shaddai ya'azov, achai bagdu k'mo nachal, ka'afik nechalim ya'avoru." You friends, you withheld kindness from me, lamas me're'eu chesed, and you abandoned fear of heaven. You abandoned me like the streams that flow away and hide under the ice and snow during snow melt and then evaporate. Which means Eov wanted his friends to comfort him. As Rashi said, they were really close. They were his re'im, his, you know, loving friends. And instead of comforting me, you are provoking me with accusations? Doesn't this insensitive behavior show that you have no Yiras Hashem, no fear of God? Eov is turning the criticism back on his friends. It's not he who has no fear of God. The friends don't have fear of God because they're abandoning him and not supporting him in his time of need. To be a good friend, to be a good person, when your friend needs you, you're there for them. You don't blame them. You don't criticize them. They're already thinking of all those things. Your job is to give them comfort. Verse 21 and on. "Why are you so afraid of me?" says Eov. "Why are you so afraid to defend me?" And Rashi explains. You, meaning Eov is telling his friends, you are afraid to defend me because you think God will afflict you too if you take my side? And Rashi, right, it's making an amazing psychological insight here. Everyone likes that the world is organized in a certain way. And this way, you sin, you get punished. But if we're starting to talk about shades of gray and we're starting to take Eov's side and that's seen as questioning God, then they're worried, oh my gosh, Eov, who's arguing with God, if we take his side and argue, is the same evil going to befall us, our kids, our family, our wealth? So Eov continues, and he says in the pshat, "I never asked you to spend money on me, to bribe others, or to save me and ransom me from the enemy. So why are you condemning me? It's no skin off your backs to be nice to me." Eov is wondering in the end of the perek, and he's saying, why can't you just be nice? I'm not asking you to give me money. I'm not asking you to ransom me from the enemy. I'm just asking you for a simple thing. You came, you wanted to comfort me, but instead you're attacking me. If you want me to be silent, instruct me and tell me where I erred. Don't give me a musr shmuz. Don't start moralizing to me, says Eov. If you really want to criticize me, give me facts. Tell me where I made a mistake. Don't just tell me all this interesting philosophy. Tell me specifically what I did and how I deserved this punishment. You're all saying the accepted ideas, says Eov, but they are empty and unconvincing. This is all from the pshat. You would even be mean to an orphan. I see the way you're treating me. Oh, you'd be mean to an orphan. You guys have no compassion. Eov says, look me in the face, and you will see that I speak honestly with no deceit, which means Eov is still saying that he did not sin. He definitely did not sin enough to deserve this kind of punishment. And he keeps focusing on this point. I am right. If you investigate my plight again, you will see that I am righteous, which means Eov is still steadfast in his belief that he's righteous and he did not deserve this punishment. So just to sum up, in this chapter, Eov complains about his terrible afflictions that are too great to bear. His anger is very palpable. He is in the second stage of Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's 5 stages of grief, which is anger. He can't continue living this way, and his only hope is death. and he is so disappointed with his friends who are criticizing him instead of supporting him. And they are not even offering good arguments. Eov wants them to show him what he did wrong. And his response continues in the next chapter. Thank you for studying together. L'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.